This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley.
The holiday shopping season's underway, but Americans are cutting back sharply on spending. High prices and rising interest rates mean some families are cutting back on what they buy. The AP's Sagar Magani.
The government says retail sales fell 0.6% from November to December after a sharp rise the previous month. This time, they were down at stores selling everything from furniture and electronics to auto dealers. Consumer spending has been resilient since inflation first spiked a year and a half ago, but the capacity of many Americans to keep spending may be starting to wane. Sagar Magani, Washington.
And we're learning that the number of Americans applying for unemployment fell significantly last week, a sign that the labor market remains strong. Snow and high winds from the Dakotas through Michigan, more ice and snow in the forecast expected to cause trouble in New England, and in the south, tornadoes. 88-year-old Evelyn Gamel says a tornado ripped apart her boathouse in Farmerville, Louisiana.
It's 50 years of collectibles down there. I've got everything. It's like a gift shop down in my house. Yeah, that I've lost now.
She talked to KNOE-TV in Louisiana. Three people died there as tornadoes moved through. The AP's Ben Thomas tracks the storm.
Forecasters expect the upper Midwest to be hit with ice, rain, and snow for days, and that'll move into the Appalachians and Northeast. Frank Pereira at the National Weather Service.
Pretty much every area east of the Rockies will see below normal to well below normal temperatures.
I'm Ben Thomas.
Russia says the U.S. has effectively become a party to the war in Ukraine, and it's warning that Moscow will respond if there are any more of what it calls provocative moves. This is AP News. Millions of Americans visit the U.S. Capitol every year. Now a report on what they may not see. The AP's Lisa Dwyer has this story.
Congress is moving to remove the bust of the Dred Scott decision author. The bust of a U.S. Supreme Court justice who wrote an infamous decision on slavery could soon be leaving the U.S. Capitol. The House has approved a bill that calls for removing the bust of Roger Taney, the nation's fifth chief justice. Taney wrote the infamous 1857 Dred Scott decision that held that African Americans were not citizens. The bust currently sits inside the entrance to the old Supreme Court chamber. The legislation also calls for a bust of Supreme Court Justice Thurgood Marshall to be placed somewhere inside the Capitol. Marshall became the court's first black justice in 1967. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Gas is down to $3.19 a gallon this morning. That's down 2 cents since yesterday. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.